Me the floor again. Just a brief response to Kazakhstan. How would it work in practice? What is actually the difference of the status we have now? At the moment, we have two legal regimes for the contract of carriage, for example, liability of the carrier in case something gets wrong. So the moment when a train crosses the border from OTIF to OSJD territory means that a different legal regime concerning liability comes into place, which the parties cannot change. And this causes a lot of uncertainty to the parties of the contract. Also, let's say to the insurers, for example, when it comes to insurance of the goods. URL would create a uniform regime concerning the liability. By the way, that liability regime is much more similar to SMGS than it is to CIM. But actually, I don't want to go into those details now because, indeed, as the chair has said, this has been extensively discussed in the expert group. I only want to give an example where the URL would really make a difference. And liability is always important. Contract law as such is one of the more boring facets of rail transport when you look at it from the outside. But for the lawyers, for the insurance companies, it's really, really very important. It's a very, very important aspect of rail transport. So that's why we put so much focus on providing legal security for the contract of carriage for carriages from Europe to Asia. So that's just a brief answer to Kazakhstan. I think we have now explained, we have now explored all the aspects to this approach, to our favorite approach A. Indeed, there is a lot of material available which has been developed in the past, and I would think that our discussion is more or less has come to an end, and we should really think about how we progress now, if we adopt this decision or not. Thank you.